Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our fourth installment on Hilchos Sukkah. We began discussing yesterday the issue in terms of a canvas sukkah and people doing different things with their walls. So once we brought it up, let's get into that a little bit. So we were discussing the halachic requirements of walls. We discussed its dimensions, both length and height, and we discussed its proximity to the schach. There's another issue, which is, let's say theoretically, you had a sukkah that the walls of the sukkah, if the slightest wind blew, the walls would start shifting. Forgive me, I just have to do this in honor of my parents. When I was a young boy in Cleveland, Ohio, there was one sukkah that was very late in the fall, and my poor father was building a sukkah, and in the process of building the sukkah, his sukkah began to blow down the driveway, going as a full sukkah down the driveway. So that had nothing to do with my father's sukkah building qualities. That was the weather. But in any event, if you had a wall that the moment a slight wind would blow, the wall would start moving, at some level you have to ask yourself if that's a real wall. So if you look at canvas sukkah, sometimes you'll walk by a canvas sukkah and just in the normal breeze, see there's like this billowing within the canvas wall, like it really shifts, back and forth and back and forth. And so there's a lot of question about that. So what to do? So really, there are two options as far as I understand it. One option is if you tie the canvas tight, there's a widely held opinion as follows, which is that if there's a normal wind, if in the context of a normal wind, if it wouldn't shift more than 3 tefachim, more than 10 inches in either direction, meaning it wouldn't shift more than 10 tefachim inwards, or it wouldn't shift more than 10 tefachim outwards from the standard point of where the wall is, then it's considered a firmly standing wall. So, most of the canvas sukkahs today, they have so many different spots to Velcro or tie, and you really can tie it quite tight. Some of them even have like a strap that goes around the outside to just kind of like buckle it down firmer. So there are many, many that hold that as long as when a normal wind would come, it wouldn't shift more than 3 tefachim, the wall itself wouldn't shift more than 3 tefachim, you're really fine. There are those who are strict about this, or they're just concerned that maybe indeed it would shift more than 3 tefachim, and therefore they do something along the lines of what we mentioned in yesterday's recording, which is they create a technically halachic wall, even though it's not really the canvas frame of the sukkah. So you could have a lattice work set up. It would have to be with very small holes, because if the gaps within the lattice work are too large, that would be another question about the wall. We could talk about that later in the series. You could either have, let's say, lattice work set up that would go around the sukkah with a minimum height of 40 inches, or you could be even more creative and do as follows. To yet again recall the concept of lavud, of a gap less than 3 tefachim, it's as if there's no gap. One could run a series of ropes vertically around the sukkah. You would run the rope horizontally with a vertical gap. So I would run a horizontal rope within 10 inches of the ground. So that means halachically, it's as if there's no gap between the rope and the ground. Then I would run a second rope less than 10 inches above the first rope. Then I would run a third rope less than 10 inches above the second rope, and so on and so forth. No gap being more than 10 vertical inches. And then if my top rope is at least 40 inches off the ground, then I've created a halachic wall just by these ropes. And you'll see many people will do that. You'll find yourself in sukkahs and there'll be all these ropes running around. That's what that's about. Now, there's a very interesting Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says that if you rely on lavud to define the walls of your sukkah, then even though we already said in the series a sukkah only has to have 3 walls, really, if you're relying on lavud, the sukkah needs to have 4 walls. So if a person really believes that their halachic wall, that their, let's say, their frame of walls are not acceptable in halacha, and they really believe they need to create a new halakhic framework with these quote-unquote loved walls with the ropes, then it would be appropriate to run those ropes all the way around your sukkah, not just around three walls, but really around four walls with an opening for people to come in and out. On a lot of the sukkahs, the sukkahs that come out now, you'll see they have the apparatus for these ropes, but they only have it for three walls. I assume that's because they feel the whole thing of the ropes is a chumrah, is a stringency in the first place, because really you can tie the canvas tightly enough that it's not a problem. But if a person really didn't have a halakhic walls and they were really just relying on the ropes, it actually would be appropriate to run the ropes all the way around the sukkah, not just on three walls. Just to clarify one point, we were talking about the wind moving the wall before. I think I misspoke. If a normal wind moves it less than three tfachim, otherwise known as 10 inches, it's okay. If a normal wind will move it more than three tfachim or 10 inches in either direction, meaning three tfachim / 10 inches inwards or three tfachim / 10 inches outwards, that would be a problem and you would need to make some kind of rectification of that. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.